cliffcentral.com.
Hey, good morning, bitches and hoes. What's happening? Everybody good? How's the day starting off for you, huh? It is Thursday morning. It's the 2nd of February. Yep, and we got a jam-packed day for you. Oh, man. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. We got Justice Malala popping by at 7 o'clock for the Burning Platform. We're going to speak to the Chancellor, the Vice-Chancellor and Rector of University of Pretoria. That's Professor Cheryl Delaray. Hey, I heard something interesting about that university. I wish I'd known at the time we recorded the interview with her. But apparently, if you go to the University of Pretoria, at the gate, there's this machine that scans your student card.
Yeah.
And if you don't have classes on that day, you can't get in.
Huh.
And so they stop people from just like loitering around and messing around. If you need to go to the library or whatever, you could book that in. But apparently, you can't get in if you're just there to sit around.
Ah, but I mean, isn't that what 90% of university was about? Just loitering and sitting around?
It was for me and you. For you and I, that was all we did.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's part of the experience.
Right, damn straight. All right, so how are we doing this morning? How's everybody?
We're good.
What's happening, Mubs? What have you been up to? What's been going down in your part of town?
Huh?
I know Ben's been doing a lot of home improvements. We discussed that yesterday.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Now there's other home things on the go.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? Like,
do you want to hear what's happening?
Building a roof? I mean,
no, just small things here and there. But now there's
what's the breaking news?
It seems that Meowsers could be in some trouble.
With who?
Well, I just got an email yesterday from the powers that be that there's been complaints of cat defecation.
Oh.
Okay, so now let me just paint the picture.
Cats are such shits. They really are. They just love doing this.
Let me just paint the picture for you, okay? So Daniela, my girlfriend, and I moved into this place about 3 years ago, and from day one, there was this cat walking around, like free agent, right? That's Meowsers, a.k.a. Yeah. Saber is her real name.
Uh-huh.
Which sounds like a stripper, so we don't use it.
Right.
And she's been there for ages. She's been there her whole life, right? So it's like 7 years, whatever. And she comes from a family of three, like, and the other two live in the original place. Meowsers lives with her as well. She's in and out. And there's now been complaints of cat defecation outside of this one unit.
Oh, God. Oh.
And obviously, Meowsers has now been fingered as the culprit.
Oh, how embarrassing. Does Meowsers even know?
Look, we were under the impression that Meowsers goes into the next door neighbor's complex when we've seen her drop a butcher in the flower bed there. So we thought that's what she did, right? But like I said, she's her own beast. She's not our cat. She just lives with us.
Oh, so now she's not your cat. Now that she's embarrassing you.
No, are they going to take her away and put her to sleep if she does this?
Obviously, we think of her as ours, but she's always been her own person, so to speak.
I love the way that when she starts shitting all over the neighborhood, then Ben's like, she's not really ours.
Mm. No, but like, I've always said she's not ours. She just lives with us because she does her own thing. Of course we think of her as ours. Like, no one's taking her away. Hell no. So now she's being blamed, but like, it could be other cats. We might have to get into like DNA sampling at this rate.
Well, you're going to have to test out the cat shit. And that is among the worst things that have ever been made by any mammal.
Well, maybe it's
cat turds.
Look, when she used the litter tray, it's not exactly like she's dropping big logs, but
no, there's something about the way a cat pees or shits. It just is infectious to the whole area. It ruins everything. It kills plants. There's something evil in cat shit, I'm telling you. And if a cat pees on something in your house, have you ever had that happen to you?
Growing up, yeah.
Oh my God. You never get rid of that smell, no matter what. You have to throw out the sofa, the shoes, whatever it is the cat's peed on. It's disgusting.
Well, look, we're talking about a few logs here and there outside of a entrance to a doorway.
Well, it's made the breaking news. What are you talking about? It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So then, you know, what do? We can't exactly just keep Meowsers inside. She'll go insane. Like that time when she had the operation and she had the cone in her head for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Even then, she was going completely mad. And we can't then put a leash on her and take her for walks. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation.
And you're responsible suddenly, right?
Well, I would have to be, because if I'm not going to be responsible, they might take away. So I'll definitely step up and say, yeah, sure, she's totally our cat. My vey. It's a difficult situation.
What a huge consternation.
I can't see Meows as ever being an inside cat.
Ben, as long as you can look after her and make sure that everyone in the complex doesn't lose their shit, because you know how people are. When their pet does something wrong, it's nobody's fault, nobody's problem. Your pet does something wrong. They're all superior about it. Like, their cats don't shit somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah. And now, so what are they telling you to do? You got to keep her indoors the whole time?
Yeah, something like that. But again, there's other cats around, so I don't think she's... It's just it's a stretch to say that she's the only one dropping logs out there.
Oh. While we're talking about this, do you know that a wombat... Do you know what a wombat is?
Mm-mm.
It's like a little marsupial... It's like a small... It's like a bear sort of a thing. It lives in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Right, take a look. Google image yourself a wombat there. A strange-looking creature. You know what's even more strange?
The fact that they've now multiplied with some other animal?
No, they shit square. They make cubic poos.
Like a Wendy's burger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. They poo cubes, my buddy.
Well, that's an interesting process that their colon and anus must go
through.
That's
what I was thinking. My first question was, is their asshole also square? That's a good question, right?
It would have to be, yeah.
It's very, very interesting.
So what you're saying is if the square poo's appearing, there's definitely not meows. I can go, ha, it's a wombat.
Yeah.
Take that.
Right. A wombat leaves a square turd. It's an incredible thing to see. Now, that's an animal who's carved out a niche for itself, huh?
I wonder what the purpose of a square turd could possibly be.
I'll tell you. I know, because I've researched this.
Do they then build huts out of these turds?
No. What they do is they like to mark their territory by leaving turds in high exposed places. So what they do is they put it up on the top of like rocks and ledges and so on.
Savages.
And then, if it was round, it would just roll off. Or if it was like our turds, it would just roll off. But this one sits there. It's like a dice.
Our turds just roll off. Turds aren't really rollable. They're maybe cylindrical in shape, but...
I think they roll.
They're not bloody marbles.
No. I think they roll. Kerosene83 says, I'm listening to you guys on the Cliff Central app. Touch and catch it, and then your eye can make you go blind. Apparently, there's bacteria in there, and there's toxoplasmosis. You know what that is, right? Toxoplasmosis.
No.
This is fascinating. Toxoplasmosis is this, I think it's either a bacteria or a fungus or something that lives in certain cats, and it gets into certain mice and rats, and then they're fearless towards cats. They will challenge cats. It affects the brain. It's
like tick.
Yeah, it's like tick, exactly. And then they become fearless and dangerous. Toxoplasmosis. So don't get cat shit in your eye. Thanks for that that tip.
Well, don't get any shit in your eye.
Why would you be touching it to begin with?
Maybe you were just tidying it up and then your eye suddenly got itchy and you went, oh God, and you dropped the cat shit and then you touched your eye.
Yeah, but... Even if you're handling with the fecal matter, don't you have like gloves on or a plastic thing over your hand? Why would you touch it with your actual hand?
You would use probably toilet paper or something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. There could be a little bit that seeps through. It's vile stuff, I'm telling you. Very dangerous. And then a couple of people commenting from yesterday about Bill Gates being the world's first trillionaire in a couple of years' time, if he lives long enough. And Cullis says, Bill Gates will really benefit from the advantages of compound interest, it seems. Yes, that's a very good point. You know, if you have a lot of cash or even a little bit of cash, you put it away. I came in here the other day. I had a tirade about compound interest.
A tirade?
Well, yeah, because I suddenly realized if I had saved when I started studying, even if it was 25 Rand a month, I could have had millions now. That's not an exaggeration. It really is not. Millions. In today's money, millions. So I just got really annoyed with myself that I didn't do that when I was younger.
So that's why Carl is referring to compound interest. Roman says if Bill Gates becomes a trillionaire, then he can give all the money to pay off the US debt. But listen to this. There will still be, after he's paid it off, $18 trillion of debt left. That is how you could spend a trillion in a lifetime. Because we were asking, how would you ever get to a point in your life where you would spend $1 trillion? And there you go. You'd have to spend $19 trillion to pay off the US debt.
That would be a complete waste of money.
Anushka says, good morning. I'm glad it's February. All things I wanted to start in January never happened. So happy new year. I'm back from the gym feeling great. More books, less online activities. Well, as long as you're not going to drop us now, Anushka, that would be wrong. And this comes from Dion. He says, I'm listening to you guys on the app. My cat shits and pees in the laundry sink. It's the worst smell ever. That is a vindictive, spiteful cat.
But why would it go in the laundry sink? What's his alternatives?
Well, it's spiteful. It's just a mean. You know, cats can be mean. They can be horrible. They just have horrible personality defects.
Well, I think the thing with cats is that they don't really like being kept by humans.
Yeah, they think they keep us.
Well, they think that, you know, humans are beneath them.
No.
I think that's what happens. And then they take their frustration out on you by peeing in your laundry sink.
It's kind of scary,
they really don't
right?
want to be kept by you.
Yeah.
Well, would you prefer the sink or the carpets? It sounds like this cat's finding the best alternative.
I wouldn't want a cat peeing and shitting in my laundry sink any more than anywhere else.
Well, sure. You don't want that, but where else could it go?
Listen to this quickly. Toxoplasmosis, right? So toxoplasmosis is a disease caused by toxoplasmus, transmitted chiefly through undercooked meat or in soil or cat feces. So do you want to hear what kinds of things it does?
Mm-hmm.
No symptoms in adult humans. Occasionally there may be a few weeks or months of mild flu-like illness, such as muscle aches and tender lymph nodes. In a small number of people, eye problems develop. In those with a weak immune system, severe symptoms like seizures and poor coordination may occur. Toxoplasmosis is spread by eating poorly cooked food, blah, 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 blah. The parasite is only known to reproduce sexually in the cat family. However, it can infect most types of warm-blooded animals, including humans. Up to half the world's population is infected by toxoplasmosis but have no symptoms. In the United States, 23% of people are affected by it. That's amazing. Huh? I think that's incredible. And let me just tell you what it does to the rats, because that's what's interesting here. It's it makes them really fearless. And then they go up to cats and they like challenge them. It's a very strange thing. Anyway, there's some interest for you for the morning. Like I said this morning, we've got Justice Malala coming in. We've got Cheryl Delaray, the professor, the rector, the vice chancellor of the University of Pretoria. And we'll take your thoughts and your calls. You know what to do. If you want to get hold of us on Skype, it's Cliff Central, one word. We've largely abandoned the phone number for the next couple of months, but you know what? I could get it back online. I just think at the moment, if you want to get hold of us, Skype is probably better, and you can also message us, as everybody does. Careful now, says somebody on WhatsApp, I am a cat lover. Yeah, I'm not saying that cats are horrible, but their feces and their pee is disgusting. It's just there's something insidious about it. It's worse than other animals. Gareth, can you repeat that tirade about compound interest? I'm interested. Well, Mbali, you must go and listen to, I don't know, which it was last week, right? Before. It's 2 weeks ago. Go and have a listen to one of those podcasts. You see, I can't keep track of all this stuff.
Yeah.
You'll find it in the descriptions on cliffcentral.com. And I'm reading Cat Watching by Desmond Morris, says Riette. Clues to control behavior naturally. And yes, the chochas and cat shit can cause miscarriages in pregnant women. See? That's amazing. Ashley says cat shit does similar things in humans. You'll start doing high-risk things as well. See? Interesting stuff, right?
All I've heard this morning is basically reaffirmation of why a dog is a far better pet.
Yeah. I'm with you.
At least they're not trying to kill you with their fecal right. matter.
Well, Tembeni says exactly that. I have a dog by default because I don't have a fence and I don't chase it away. we feed it now.
So by default.
They've ended up with someone else's dog. But, you know, these animals need us. It's like that rescue that my parents took. She's become so fat. So fat.
Yeah, likes the high life now.
Well, you see, this is it. You take someone out of prison. You take them in. You look after them. They overeat completely because now they're afraid they'll go back to prison and be thin again. And then she's a giant. She's shaped like a Johannesburger bottle. This tiny little head and this huge fat body. It's terrible. Did you remember the when the Golden Globes were on? Jenna Bush, who's actually President Bush's daughter.
Yeah, one of the twins.
Correct. Her real name is Jenna Bush Hager now because she's married. So she was at the Golden Globes and she said hidden fences instead of hidden faces and something fences because there were two different movies up for nomination. And Pharrell was in one of them. So she confused them and threw them together and smushed them and made them hidden fences.
Oh, okay.
And then she went on TV to apologize and she like broke down in tears.
Why?
Because people were saying, you know, she's racist because she mixed up two films by African-Americans. And that's because she doesn't care and she thinks all African-American films are the same. You know, people read their own shit into stuff. So she felt bad.
But why was she crying?
Well, because she felt bad. She felt like she'd let the audience down. Yeah, this is the weak, pathetic stuff that we see on TV these days. But listen to this, and you tell me what you make of it.
There were a lot of great moments. Viola Davis was one of my favorites when she said to Meryl Streep, "You made me feel like enough." I thought that was a beautiful speech. I had an error in the night, which I have to apologize for. When I was interviewing the incomparable Pharrell, who I adore.
Is she gilding the lily or what?
Well, I mean, now she's just doing overkill. Yeah. it's so totally unnecessary.
Just listen to this.
Accidentally, in the electricity of the red carpet, which I have never done one before.
This is Bush's daughter, remember that.
Hidden Figures, Hidden Fences. I have seen both movies.
Hidden Figures.
I thought they were both brilliant. I've interviewed cast from both of the movies. And if I offended people, I am deeply sorry. It was a mistake because y'all know I'm not perfect. No. I am authentic, but a human. And what I didn't want to do is make anybody feel lesser than who they are.
Oh, for God's sake. Can you believe this shit?
Yeah.
Wait, she hasn't even started crying yet. Can you believe it?
So... Anyway,
we've all been there.
I hope I apologize to both the cast, to Pharrell, but it was a mistake. And you know, I hope we can all move on.
All of us who know you, know your heart, and know that was a mistake. We've all been in live situations, any broadcaster who's been in a live situation, and you make a mistake. Look, I forgot Braveheart when I was interviewing Mel Gibson last night.
And you called Jessica Biel Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean.
We all have a moment.
And you don't want to go by me because I'm old.
A whole lot of you should be fired. You're a bunch of useless incompetents. Shitheads. I mean, why apologize to people like. I think it's good that you remind these people that ordinary people don't remember the names of their dumb movies.
I don't understand what the problem is here. You know, in just as much as you'll say you have no right to be offended, you also don't have to take people who are offended by you seriously at all.
Thank
you. You don't have to care about them.
Thank you.
You don't have to take on their problems and make them your own. Now this Jenna Bush character has gone and like made herself a victim as well. It's like, I'm not perfect. Please.
It's the Victim Olympics. Right, Michelle, I'm coming to your call in a second.
But the fact is, you know, honest mistakes happen in live television. Mm-hmm. And this culture of Twitter and people waiting to pounce to get on people, it's got to stop. It's got to stop
somewhere. As Mabali says, idiot, if people are going to go on criticizing you online and then you're going to make an apology on national television, then they feel like they're important. Ignore them. They're morons. If you give them the attention they want, they're going to keep on harassing you and looking for your mistakes. These are pathetic people who, they pull fruit off trees for a living and sell pencils from cups. You do not have to take these people seriously.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, I typically have a pretty thick skin because I've lived through a lot, and you can say whatever you want to say about me, but to act as though I don't care about people.
Yeah.
what really hurt.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then for the New York Times to pile on, you know, to repeat these tweets, it's a cheap shot.
Yeah.
I really think so.
And for anybody who doesn't understand, like you said, the electricity of the red carpet, it's like a mosh pit. You're getting celebrities coming at you from all directions.
Oh, you guys have such a hard time. You work in the mines. You go blind. There's gases down there. You know, sometimes your giant drill chops your hand off. It's just terrible. The entertainment business is so fraught with danger.
You don't know who you're going to interview next, and you have like five people waiting for you. There's backup on the carpet. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot happening at the same time. And I think you had just interviewed the cast of Fences also. They think they were just right there in the moment. So it's just...
Yeah, but I do apologize.
It happens.
They know how brilliant both films are, and I did not want to make anybody feel lesser.
Right.
All right.
Me.
Oh, what kind of world do we live in? All right, we got 5 minutes to go to news. Let me go to Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hello, Gareth. Hi, Mabs. Hi, Ben.
What's up with you, Michelle?
Now that I'm completely on the wrong track here, I was busy talking. I was going to tell you about cats.
Well, you're not stupid. You don't get sidetracked by me. I know you.
No, I was just going to say to Ben, it does happen. Other cats do get blamed, even though it isn't Mouser's. I'm sure it's not going to be her. But I rescued a kitten the other day, and I got home after doing a good deed. One of my cats revenge peed on my stove.
See?
As a reminder to not try.
They're vindictive.
They are.
They've got a shitty attitude to everything. They are very full of themselves, and they are mean.
So no good deed goes unpunished. There I rescued this tiny kitten from a burgie that was walking around with her on his shoulder like a canary.
Yeah.
And I saved the poor kitten, and my cats were literally pissed off.
God.
Anyway. I just kind of get the impression it's these other cats, because Meowsers has a much better life now after the one that she left, and they're probably just like getting her in trouble now.
Oh, please.
They are, because they're trying to move in with you, Ben. You know it.
Yeah.
Once you've got one, you become a cat person. It's a given.
Michelle, because...
And before you know it, you're dead and they're eating you like those old cat
ladies.
That's
okay, but you've done your good deed.
Because the other really fluffy one, it often comes into the house because we leave the door open for
because
fresh air.
Because you give good food.
Exactly. It's exactly what it is.
I know your struggle, Michelle.
We've got these cats who live around my neighborhood, and they fight at night and they scream at each other. It's the most horrendous sound you've ever heard. It can wake you up at night.
No, they do. That's the male cats that still have their balls.
Are you peeing right now?
I'm in my lab and I'm draining water. So it does sound like I'm peeing, but I'm not.
What kind of a lab is this?
I grow Artemia or brine shrimp, what we used to call sea monkeys back in the day.
For the aquarium.
For the aquarium. This is a jelly's food for the day.
I got you. All right. Sounds like you're peeing.
Have a nice day. I'll go and relieve myself at another place and not on my stove
or in your
ears. So have a lovely day, guys.
That would be appropriate. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye.
I'm going to keep Michelle on for a little while just so we can hear what's going on over there. Long, never-ending pee, this. All right, let's get into some news next. That's with Mabali. Just to let you know, we're going to talk to... What is this all about again? This thing you just gave me now? Oh, this is from Justice, right? Is this Justice's thing? Okay, sorry. No, Lucas just gave me a piece of paper, and I had no idea what it was about. I have new headphones. Well, they're the same old headphones. I just replaced the ear pads.
Yeah.
And now they look right, because the other ones were starting to... It's got a very thin fabric on it that was peeling off, and it was staying on my face for like half the day. And then
I always thought that was quite funny.
So you never bothered to tell me that it was there?
No.
No, other people told me. Because they'd say, oh my God, what's wrong with your face? And you two sitting there laughing at me. You think it's hysterical. You're as mean as cats.
Well.
I got a pair of good headphones. I ordered a new pair, and then I've repaired the other three. I'm a bit of a stockpiler, but I've used the same headphones, Mubs, since I started in radio, on campus radio. I've never changed my brand of headphones, and I never will. God damn it, I'm so set in my ways.
Well, you're loyal, Gareth.
Let me tell you what they are. They're called Sony MDR7506s, and it says professional on them, just in case you thought I was an amateur, right?
And they've made the same model every year.
They have. For a while, they changed them, and I lost my shit, and I phoned them, and I said, what have you done? And they said, no, don't get uptight. We'll find you some. That's why I look after these. How many years now? 1996.
So clearly, like any other brand in the world.
21 years almost.
They obviously made a better product. Have you not tried the better product?
No, I'm not. I don't like to.
He's loyal, Ben.
I want these. These are the ones I want.
That word loyal.
There's a certain
sort of broad meaning.
There's a certain sound that these give me. And they're good studio monitors because they block out all the other sound. You know, you can't use the kind of headphones that people use when they're listening to music in the gym or on the plane. In a radio studio, you have to have be able to hear everything. That's why it drives me mad when I can hear a door creak, or I can hear a person sneezing or coughing or peeing in the background like Michelle. You see how I picked that up? It's these great headphones. So this morning's really been about cats peeing, square turds, Jenna Bush. It's all related.
Pretty much.
And then Michelle peeing as well. See, everybody. It's all related. Everything comes into this. Michelle, you still there? All right, I think she's just finished. All right, let's get into some news. It's time for Mabale Moloi to give us the latest in the news. The news. The news is brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. They said that you wouldn't find a perfect vegan pizza, right? They said you would have to eat a boring dry pizza bread again. But here you are living the dream, enjoying your favorite pizza with vegan cheese at Colcacchio Pizzeria. Colcacchio Pizzeria, changing the way you think about pizza. And if you want a free pizza, you can get a whole meal with the slices you earn on Colcacchio Rewards. You could have these and more. All you need to do is download the app from your app store, register, use your earn code every time you visit. Your points will add up faster than you know. Eat, earn, repeat. It's as simple as that.
Okay, well, the Gauteng Health MEC, Tani Mahlangu, tendered in her resignation yesterday amid one of the most damning shock findings by the health ombudsman in the province, possibly also even the country. Basically, this has to do with her department's handling of the deaths of 94 psychiatric patients in the province, deaths that have been deemed unlawful by the health ombudsman because of medical negligence. 94 patients dead. At least 1,300 patients were being transferred between April and June of 2016 when the Gauteng Health Department terminated its contract with Life Healthcare Esimdeni.
Yo.
This is part of what the health ombudsman discovered yesterday. Of course, the biggest shock finding was that 94 patients had died. Meanwhile, her department had reported earlier in 2016 that 34 patients had died. So there's issues over why they lied about that number. The ombud also found that none of the 27 community care NGOs that were, you know, contracted essentially to deal with the transfer of these patients. Hmm. None of them had valid operating licenses.
First of all, these are
psychiatric patients.
Okay.
They were being transferred between medical facilities.
All right.
During the transfer, 94 patients died because of medical negligence. Some of the Jesus. Medical negligence that has been attributed to their deaths is dehydration.
Oh my God!
Diarrhea, heart attacks, because these
these
27 NGOs, as has now been discovered, didn't have valid operating licenses.
You are kidding me! I mean, this is the most outrageous incompetence. Outrageous! We should be very pleased that Adani Mahlangu has resigned, but what an incompetent idiot! These families should sue her civilly.
Yeah, I hope the families are being advised that that is an option that they can take. Because, you know, a lot of people were very vocal on Twitter yesterday saying, yes, she should have resigned, but they should definitely be follow-up criminal charges, especially if it's been ruled that this was purely because of medical negligence, right? The plan to transfer these patients was never shared with several senior officials. This is another finding that was found by the ombuds. Mm-hmm. In conclusion, the ombud found the decision taken by the Gauteng Health Department to terminate and relocate patients from the center precipitously was fundamentally flawed. It was irrational, it was unwise, and it was inhumane. And so the Premier, David Makura, announced yesterday that yes, indeed, he did receive the Health MEC's letter of resignation. Her resignation is immediate. The current Social Development MEC, Nandi Khoza, she will act as a Health MEC for the next 7 days. And then Gwen Ramokgopa will return to the portfolio next week.
It's such a sad story. You know, we could talk about who's to blame. We could talk about politics. We could talk about incompetence. But people are dead. And these are people, these are psychiatric patients. So God alone knows what kind of fear and trauma they were going through. This is awful. It's the kind of thing you would expect to happen in a really backward country, right?
It happened here, unfortunately.
Jesus. I mean, that's so sad. So, so sad.
All right. And then Wits University, they've confirmed that a senior professor who has been found guilty of sexual misconduct has been dismissed from their institution. It was revealed last week that the senior academic had targeted and sexually harassed two female lecturers and an office administrator at the institution.
Who was harassed? Who's harassing who?
A senior professor who's, you know, conveniently not being named.
Yeah, I thought for a second it was the students harassing the lecturers.
No, it's a professor essentially. Right. So Vice Chancellor Adam Habib released a statement yesterday saying that the university will not tolerate any form of sexual harassment or misconduct. The senior professor in question, he was meant to be at a hearing which was held on Tuesday, but he did not present himself. Rather, he was represented by his lawyer. The university's gender equity office had argued that the senior academic should be dismissed, but his lawyer had argued that no, he should be allowed to stay on at the institution. The three women who were harassed brought their case against this professor. They were present at the hearing, and then the decision was finally taken that no, he should lose his position at the institution.
Well, clearly, I mean, if you're guilty of sexual harassment, guilty, you can't just be accused. If you're guilty of sexual harassment, you got to lose your job, right?
Yeah, try find another place to work.
Try and stop being a dick. Try and stop putting your hand up girls' skirts and doing inappropriate stuff, right? It's 2017. You're not allowed to behave like an animal anymore. Tidy yourself up. What's wrong with these men? They give the rest of us a bad name.
Meanwhile, the National Prosecuting Authority confirmed that a complaint was lodged against advocate Kheri Nel.
But this is the NPA now. They're showing.
Yes, this is the National Prosecuting Authority.
Yeah, Kheri, we were going to get rid of you anyway. Mm. You guys have been caught off guard. You're a bunch of nincompoops, and your boss is Sean Abrahams. Shut up.
They say that the complaint was lodged days before he resigned.
How convenient.
But Nel says that he wasn't aware of the complaint, right? There's now a probe against Kheri Nel, a whole probe.
whenever I hear probe, I just imagine someone lying down, and the aliens they're lying down on their stomach, and the aliens have got these things going up their backside, probes.
Yeah,
because a lot of people who get abducted by aliens, Mubs, they always come back and they say they had anal probes,
like the aliens would do.
Always,
yeah.
So when I hear that the NPA are probing something, I just imagine them with devices, just parting the cheeks and, you know, going into the anus.
According to the NPA's Luvuyo Mfako, he says that the complaint was lodged against Nel and other prosecutors.
Yeah.
And they say that they will investigate these allegations. They're understood to involve a case pertaining to a Laudium businessman. That's all the information that they're willing to give us with regards to where this complaint comes from. So it relates to a case involving a Laudium businessman.
Wow.
Again, Nell said that he was not aware of this complaint, but now an investigation will take place.
All right. Here's an email from Simon Taylor. I'm just going to throw this in quickly. Says, I've got two questions based on your conversation yesterday with your friend in Washington. Number one, why are Americans surprised that they have a game show host as a president? I watched some of the election session, and if it wasn't a game show, I can't recognize one when I see it. That's interesting. What sort of leader do you expect if it takes tens or hundreds of millions of dollars to get elected? Another good point. Simon also says, question number two, when did the American president become the leader of the free world? If there is a leader of the free world, who is the leader of the enslaved world? And even better, who voted for him?
The leader of the enslaved world?
Yeah.
Oof. Well, I mean, the slaves?
Yeah.
Voted for him?
I know leader of the free world became a thing that America the country, and then obviously the president of America, because he's the leader of that country, started to take on as a kind of informal title. And it was during the Cold War. So there was the free world, and then there was the communist world.
And then also amplified through a whole bunch of movies.
Yeah.
Look, if there's one thing that Americans have, it's confidence in abundance.
And nukes.
You know, they genuinely believe that they are superior and better than the rest of us. That's something that's instilled with them from birth.
And they are. I mean, you could look at the balance sheet, and you don't tell me that there's an economy better than theirs. You can look at the amount of innovation that happens there. There isn't a country that's inventing more things than America is right now. There's a huge amount that they can be very proud of. They are the leaders. If anyone looks up to anyone in the world, there are obviously some categories they're terrible in. But usually America will be up there. I mean, Norway always tops these lists of best country in the world, right? But yeah. Would you want to go to Norway? If you could be born in any country in the world, what country would you be born in? I mean, we all love where we're born, hopefully. Otherwise, you want to get out as quickly as you can. But if you were born in Syria, you are fucked. You just, like, nature has conspired against you and made you a citizen of the worst place on earth. It's like being born with an arm coming out of your head. It's just really unfair. If you're born in America, though, you've got a lot more options. You've got a lot more opportunities. That's not to say all Americans live well. There are miserable Americans. Plenty of them. Whole nations on antidepressants. But it's still better on its worst day than Syria on its best day. And that's the truth. So you're going to rank these countries? I'm going to say America's right up there. If I were born anywhere outside of South Africa, I'd choose America. How about you? Be honest.
Yeah, it's between some Scandinavian country and Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
Japan?
Oh, the Japanese are very very forward-thinking. Japan?
Yeah, but it's a
very forward-thinking, very liberated. They don't get held back
different culture
by dumb ways of thinking like the rest of us.
Person and culture that you would embrace and assimilate into.
Yeah, if you were born there, then the culture would be just second nature to you.
One of my brother's friends is married to a Japanese girl. He's a South African dude. He lives there. He's happy as can be.
Mm.
So maybe you make an interesting point about Japan.
I don't want to go and get fat on red meat.
All right. But you don't have to. The point is in America.
Gareth. You
have
live in
options
America.
In America. You could go to Whole Foods and eat a handful of nuts every day and you won't get fat.
But then you have to have burger on the way home. Otherwise, Trump will deport you.
Oh, come on.
Do you not read the news?
All right. Enough from you two. Let's get into enough from you anyway, Mubs. You can relax while Ben gives us the sport. All right. Here's what you need to know.
When you're 44 years old, what do you normally do?
Well,
you have a midlife crisis, so you get rid of your husband or wife and you upgrade them with a richer husband or a younger, hotter wife.
Okay, so apart from domestic sexual issues, what do you do if you're 44 in sport?
I...
You retire.
Yeah. Right.
Well, not Issam Al-Hadri. He's put Egypt in the finals of AFCON. Their goalkeeper's 44. Okay?
That's amazing.
pushing for the time here.
Yes.
And Issam Al-Hadri is the hero. So Egypt beating Burkina Faso on penalties last night, 4-3. It was 1-1. They went to extra time. Extra time, as always, is just one big blockout. Games never get decided extra time. It should be 90 minutes and then penalties. Let's not mess around. So Al-Hadri, what an absolute champion. He saved, that's it, 44, and he's put him in there.
All right.
Look, I'm pissed off because I was backing Burkina Faso. I had money on them. I thought, you know, they're a plucky bunch of youngsters. And then this guy, Father Time. Anyway, that's my dream gone. Tonight, 9 o'clock, the other semi-final, it'll be Cameroon versus Ghana. Winner of that will take on Egypt in the final on Sunday. There was also English Premier League action last night. Action, of course, for Man City. Jesus scored. He's a new...
Who?
Jesus. They've resurrected him from South America.
Very good.
And,
you're joking.
No, there he is. Put a goal in the back of West Ham's net. Man City 4,
I know people
West Ham
who say
0.
They say they found Jesus. All they had to do was go to the soccer stadium. Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, one of the midfielders found Jesus with a lovely through ball and he put it into the back of the net.
Jesus!
Yeah. 4-0 Man City. Pep Guardiola finally smiled. That also made the news. And after 67 minutes, all the West Ham fans said, sod it, I'm off for a chippy, and off they went. So it was a pretty empty stadium towards the end. Man United, they couldn't beat Hull, which is kind of depressing for them. 0-0, and then Stoke. They drew with Everton. And Peter Crouch, the man who said if he wasn't a footballer, he'd be a virgin, he scored his 100th goal for them. Very big thing for that. So, that is your Premier League for the week. So, Chelsea still, they're still nicely ahead. No one's really going to catch them, but we had the conversation yesterday. We must get onto the rugby, and it is the Sydney Sevens this weekend. So, the Sydney Sevens follows on from the pretty drab and dreadful Wellington Sevens, where people just couldn't be asked to go to because they couldn't drink beer how they wanted to, and let's be honest, Kiwi girls aren't great. So, Sydney Sevens, Group A, England, Japan, Kenya, and South Africa. The hottest team right now. That's what the Blitzbox are. Group B, you've got Fiji, France, Samoa, and Wales. Group C, Australia, New Zealand, and Papua New Guinea, and Scotland. And then Group D, Argentina, Canada, Russia, USA. That's your sevens for the Sydneys. And it'll be the final tournament for quite some time for Sebalus Nutla and Quacker Smith. They are going to their respective Super Rugby franchises after this tournament. So there'll be a huge loss because those two are kind of, make up sort of the backbone of the seniority of that team, and especially Sebalus Nutla, the greatest all-time leading try scorer for the Blitzbox. Nice. In cricket last night, well, Sri Lanka, they did bugger all. They won the toss. They stupidly decided to bowl first. So they've just got no confidence right now. They've got no belief in their abilities. And it's hard to think how they actually could because they just haven't got the players. South Africa, on the other hand, their team's looking pretty solid. They were jittery at the top of the order, but Faf du Plessis got 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then David Miller smashed 117 not out to get SA to 307 for 6.
Seemed like quite a good crowd.
Yeah, I think Durban's starting to actually wise up to the fact that if they don't go support things, they won't have things.
Well, what I mean is, it's the middle of the week. People are sitting around a cricket stadium. Either there's a lot of unemployed people in Durban, or a lot of them have really flexible jobs.
Gareth, they're not sitting around. They're not loitering like homeless people waiting for bread. They are supporting a team. They're watching something. That's a positive activity they do.
Loitering,
they're
supporting,
not
potato,
around.
Potato.
They're taking children to go see the magic of international cricket. They're taking
you still need
clients. It's brilliant.
You can't be busy and be at the cricket, is my point.
Of course you can.
Really?
It's called balance.
In the middle of the week?
Yes. If you prioritize your life sufficiently, you can do what you want. And those people, good on you, Durban.
All right. Okay.
Durban finally gets a crowd. We've got to be excited about this. So anyway, Sri Lanka did bugger all. They lost by 121 runs. Imran Tahir again was fantastic. And, well, the next game is in Joburg on Saturday. 130. So England, they had a good chance to win something in India after what has been a horrible tour. But, of course, in true English style, they lost their last 8 wickets for 8 runs. So India posted 202 for 6, and India then absolutely rolled England, 127 all out. The latest embarrassment, or what they call just another result. Rain is ruining the second ODI between New Zealand and Australia, which is a big shame. And then in golf, Tiger Woods flew to Dubai on a commercial airline. Can you believe it? He actually went in a plane.
That's quite a big deal.
That boards through a gate, Like, you got to go into a terminal four.
Yeah.
And he flew there from Los Angeles last week.
Wow.
So he is at the Dubai Desert Classic. And everyone, of course, is always going on, Tiger this, Tiger that, blah, 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 blah. I just wish they would leave Tiger alone. And I'm not saying that because I'd be horrible. I'm saying it's in support of him. This guy is trying so hard to get back into what he believes was his calling in life, and definitely was, because he's been so amazing. Greatest golfer of all time. But there's so much pressure on the poor dude. Anyway, he opened up with a customary bogey in here, so he's one over after two holes. Currently ranked 666th in the world. He's got no chance of winning this, much like most events he's going to be into from now on. So people just leave him alone. David Lipsky is the current leader in Dubai, and that will take place from now until Sunday. It is a great tournament. It's a great golf course, and it's just great seeing the scenery as well. There's also the Waste Management Phoenix Open, but we'll get into that more tomorrow. Got a couple of the stories which I will want to save for the next hour.
All right. Well, then, you know what?
Russia's being stripped of medals again. Jose Mourinho is telling people that they should piss off, and yeah, it's lots to get to.
All right. We'll get to Anthea. Just a quick discussion, and we may have some space for a little bit later on. Beyonce's pregnancy announcement, the most liked Instagram post of all time. Did you hear about this?
6.8 million likes and counting, Gareth.
Yes,
6.8 million.
And Beyonce has 92.8 million followers. Best's previous record holder, Selena Gomez, whose 2016 sponsored post of her slurping down a Coke garnered more than 6,305,000 likes. Gomez has 108 million followers.
Yeah.
Still the most popular account on Instagram.
Those are all crap accounts. The best account on Instagram is a guy called Tank.Sinatra.
Yes.
So in response to Beyonce's thing, he's posted a picture of Kim, and the thing is, Kanye, I need triplets now.
Yeah.
Yes, because they're expecting twins. Jay-Z has been busy, guys.
As well.
He's just got to try one up.
Poor Beyonce. She had to bang that guy.
Ah, man.
Anyway, look. If you ask me, that post looked, she looks like a chick from Benoni in the post getting married.
What was the inspiration here? Renaissance art-esque.
Yeah. No, yeah. That looks like they went to Walmart and had 5 minutes to kill.
You know what? The deal is, like, Beyonce, she's this princess. She's a spectacular, amazing, talented human being. And people just love her. And I totally get this. And I think she's easily going to be one of the world's, well, she already is one of the world's most famous mothers. She's a wife, a mother, she's a singer, she's a dancer, she's an actress. She's done it all.
Everything.
So I get why people celebrate her, and I'm totally on their side. I'm not the biggest fan of all of her music, but who cares what I think?
Well, exactly. If Kate Middleton had a picture like that, people would be like, eh.
No, please.
No biggie.
Kate Middleton. It's not the greatest photo. Whoever put that shoot together, really, they could have done a better job. I mean, you know, it's just a bit odd. She's got like a browny red bra and then these terrible silky... She's wearing a veil. There's this monstrous, ugly flower arrangement in the background. It's just not good.
It's just odd.
And it looks like the way she's rubbing her tummy, it almost looks like she's just eaten a lot of Mexican food.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when women get pregnant, Gareth, is their tummies grow.
Yeah, no, that's not the problem. I'm just saying the way she's holding it with her hands.
Oh, no, that's like the official I'm pregnant hold.
You're showing off to everybody, look, I've
got a child. No, I think it's probably... There's me talking because I've had regrets. I think it's probably just an innate thing that women do is rubbing their belly.
You did have children. You just gave them away immediately.
Don't be like that.
Straight on to go. Why say we let such a letter? And the gata touch a letter. And the why say we let such a letter? And hey, Anthea, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Gareth. The all share index was 0.2% higher yesterday, and this is despite the stronger rand, which is now trading 13.44 against the dollar, 14.50 against the euro, and still slightly above 17 to the pound. We did have some good news on the macro front yesterday. PMI, which is the Purchasing Managers Index, which is a barometer of manufacturing sector, came in at 50.9, which is a lot better than the 47% we were expecting. And just kind of just over that, you know, the 50 mark, which is below 50 is bad, above 50 is good. And then vehicle sales increased 3.7% on last year's number on the same period. So a little bit of optimism coming through there, which was quite nice. And I think it just flowed into the rand and into the market. Resources and industrials also had a good day. Financials, still under a bit of pressure. I mean, the banks are mixed. It's as if the banks are fast becoming a barometer for the political situation in South Africa. You know, every time we have a bit of worry and concern on the political front and cabinet reshuffle talks, then the banks come under pressure. It really is almost the perfect, like perfectly timed correlation if you look at the news compared to how the banking shares act. And then Steinhoff was a bit healthier yesterday. It was up 3.5%. And Naspers up 3%. But Naspers for a good reason, actually, because the Make My Trip reported yesterday. So Make My Trip was the Indian online travel business that Naspers merged their Ibibo business with last year. My goodness.
That so, sounds so complicated, but I know you'll explain it to us, so I'm not concerned.
Yeah, it's not at all complicated. So Naspers owned Ibibo, which is the Indian travel business. They do ticket booking, hotel reservations, planes, you know, holidays, that sort of thing. And then last year, they just merged the business with Make My Trip, which is an Indian online travel portal, which was started in 2006, I think, more or less. So it's not a very old business, but it's huge. It's absolutely huge.
Hmm.
And then Vodacom was down, unfortunately, about 0.33% yesterday. They released a trading update, fairly disappointing. Revenue grew by 1.2%, which is shocking. I know it's a difficult market and there's not much GDP growth and the consumer's under pressure. But a 1.2% revenue growth, kind of when we're seeing double-digit growth from the other companies, really very disappointing.
All right. Let's just talk about some other things too. US Fed left interest rates unchanged. How does that impact us?
So that was kind of, it was expected. It was pretty much in the market. I mean, the whole sentiment was very positive. They were very happy with how the economy was performing and that sort of thing. And even though they said they're going to raise interest rates this year, they're in no hurry to do it. And I guess that's also what helped the rand a little bit stronger yesterday. We are about just on halfway through the U.S. earnings reporting season. And it's really been exceptional. Over 70% of companies that have already reported in the U.S. have actually beat expectations. So the fact that the U.S. left rates unchanged, not really an indication of how it's going to go in future, but definitely the positive sentiment says that they're gearing up for this rate hike.
Okay, and then I believe Facebook reported while we're in the U.S.
Yes, so another big company. It's just incredible. I mean, revenue, $8.8 billion for the quarter. Okay, so not Apple. What was Apple yesterday? 78. So only 8.8. And they pushed earnings per share to $1.4, and the market was expecting $1.31 a share. They now have, they've increased their monthly active users by 70 million to 1.86 billion users. I mean, they're fast approaching this 2 billion target that they have in mind. A lot of the things they spoke about was kind of their, they now have 50 billion daily messages on WhatsApp. And they're also very excited about their augmented reality selfie program called Masks, which I'd actually never even heard about.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
So you know how they do this live? You can go live on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they now have something where you can put a mask on your face, like they do on Instagram or all these other things.
This is what pedophiles want.
Sorry, what was that?
It sounds bad to me. It sounds like this is a way that pedophiles would have a live mask on their face while they, you wouldn't know who they are.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, eh?
And also, creeps. You know, those kind of people that you find online, just generally, you don't want those people having masks as well, hide their identity. Be yourself.
No, but I guess, but you also have the choice not to follow them or not to watch.
True.
And then the other thing I saw on Facebook was a graph of the average spend per user by region. And worldwide, the average spend is just under $5. But in the U.S. and Canada, for some inexplicable reason, average spend has exploded to almost $20 per user. And when you think they're now moving close to kind of what, 1.8, almost 2 billion users, that suddenly makes kind of quite a big... I mean, I have not spent a single cent on Facebook. And I don't know anyone who has, actually.
No, I haven't either.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to prove me wrong.
I think it's a big thing in America. I just don't know that it's taken off here yet, but it probably will.
Yeah, I'm sure it will at some stage. I guess it really is just online spending like anything else. You just have to be comfortable with it, and I don't know. It doesn't feel vetted to me. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, that's good enough for me. Thank you, Anthea.
Thanks, Gareth.
Excellent stuff. There's the Money Shot Daily. You can find out all that you need to know by going to cliffcentral.com and check out the Money Shot page. You'll find all of our podcasts. So if you missed anything, you can catch up on it there. And at the same time, you can also find out what's going on in the International Markets Daily with Anthea and ask her about Invest, #Invest, which is great because it's a place you could put your money where you'll get, you know, market-related returns in terms of equities, and sometimes even better than that. Go and have a look, though. Do your own research. We're not going to do the work for you, but what we will do is once you put your money in there and you take an interest, you will find it absorbing. You will find it fascinating. It'll give you a reason to check out the stock market every day because you will actually be affected. And along the way, you could end up making some money. Ben's there.
Yeah, hi. I'm Ben. Yeah. I haven't looked at my stocks. And I kind of don't want to.
It's been good.
But maybe it's because of my scarring betting experiences the last 2 weeks.
Well, you see, Ben, if you bet and you lose, someone else takes your money away.
Yeah, no, but that's just it. Because if I keep checking my stocks, like I used to check the bets, so I'm just leaving it. I'll look in 5 years.
If you lose your money on the stock market, you don't really lose your money. That company's stock price goes down, but you still own a piece of that company. Hmm. So it's not like you lose anything. It's not gambling. It's very important that people know this. People have got to know. Right, Mubs?
Yeah.
Okay. When we come back in a moment or two, it's Justice Malala's turn to regale us with his own interpretation of what the hell's happening in the world. And he has a list of things he wants to address this morning, so don't miss it. That's the Burning Platform on cliffcentral.com, brought to you by Nando's. Very exciting. There's a song I wanted to play us. A very specific song. Let me see if I can find it quickly. Downtown. Ah, god damn it. Start properly. Thank you. Hanging around downtown by myself.
Cliffcentral.com.